Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have a surprise guest that's going to be in studio with us at the 2 o'clock hour Central Standard Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific, 1 p.m. Mountain. We have Alfred Adask, demonized by the big 60 Minutes piece, saying that if you question any of this corruption, you don't like the Federal Reserve. They're putting out manuals to the cops that we first got over 2 years ago, saying if anybody doesn't like what the Federal Reserve's doing, they're enemy number one. We also got documents where the Army in plain clothes goes out to in the Fed protest. Nomi, it's very clear that these bankers know they've committed these crimes. They know they run our government, and they're trying to maneuver the government workers to be enemies of the American people that are awake.
And they support the highest leaders of our government, you know, which they don't just support. They pay for them to be in office and then to ultimately appoint people who basically maintain the philosophy. And they monger fear. They basically talk about these notions that, you know, again, back to the debt cap, that if we don't raise it, that if we don't increase our debt, that if we don't do more of the same, which is not helping the average individual on the street, that somehow it's going to be cataclysmic. When what was cataclysmic to begin with was the financial crisis that led up to the excess debt and the lack of, not just anyone going to jail, just the lack of any kind of structural change to the system itself, as opposed to just allowing more of the same to continue. In Matt's piece on Goldman, which was an excellent piece, noting that you know, this matter should now go to the Department of Justice. Well, we're talking about the same Department of Justice that investigated AIG for a nanosecond last year and decided that there wasn't enough evidence to bother to prosecute. You know, so we're talking about a kind of endemic unwillingness to really probe into what's wrong. And it's not that complicated. I've written books on it. Many other people have written books on it. It's not that complicated to understand that rules were bent and broken and sidestepped in order to create a financial leverage system that profited a lot, that imploded, and that now we are all paying for it.
And now they're building up, correct me if I'm wrong, now they're building up to do it again, and they're actually emboldened by the fact that they got away with the swindles.
They have more money, exactly. Right now they're paying 0% on the money with which they can do it again when they did it the first time or the most recent time before the 2008 financial crisis. You know, they were paying between, you know, up to 4 or 5% on money, and now they're paying zero. So, you know, and they're getting interest paid on reserves that they're keeping in the meantime at the Fed. So the result of this crisis was that they have more money to continue to do what they're doing. So, yes, they're emboldened, and they're also more financed.
NomiPrins.com is the website, NomiPrins.com. And we've got links to her up on Infowars.com. Again, NomiPrins.com. And tell us about your latest book.
Well, I'm actually trying to work on a book where I go back to the 100 years of what happened leading up to the Fed and how all the sort of lies that we've been told going back to their own documents and what was said publicly versus what was said privately over the last century. So it's a pretty ambitious work. It's going to take a while, but that's sort of what I'm working on now. And it's much more in-depth than historical than It Takes a Pillage, which was very much looking at the most recent crisis and some history that led up to it. But this will be more probing. I'm looking at some old Fed documents and other things over the last century to really piece together just what happened rather than talking about it to show the real evidence.
Well, in closing, we've only got 30 seconds, $3,000 night hotel rooms, the IMF and World Bank are taxpayer funded, and they're always lecturing us about how they care about third world countries. Meanwhile, they're caught by design imploding them. I mean, these are a bunch of pretty sickening people in your experience.
Oh, it's awful. I mean, you know, I used to hang out with people, and I remember this in London, you know, sort of the same ilk where they would go into hotels and just basically raid the, you know, liquor cabinets and somehow fill.
We'll talk about it next time you're back, Nomi. Thank you so much.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45 9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the international communist movement is not dead, as we've been told by the mass media? They just feigned weakness back in 1989, sent Gorbachev to America to continue his communist activities through infiltration in the United States of America. We'd like to help you understand all of these things by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by. These events are all happening right before our eyes. You need to know Bible prophecy and how it's going to affect you and yours.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I want to play a few minutes from the CBS 60 Minutes hit piece that aired a few nights ago. And one of the main people they zeroed in on is a radio host, publisher of the Anti-Shyster News Magazine, ran for Texas Supreme Court, identified by the federal government as one of the top dozen anti-government activists during the 1990s, adask.wordpress.com is his website. And here's the headline, A Look at the Sovereign Citizen Movement. Meanwhile, we have foreign banks openly stealing $27 trillion. We haven't gotten new numbers in a year. That was 2 years in. We have the Bill of Rights being trampled. We have the TSA out of their jurisdiction, outside federal and state law, sticking their hands down children's pants and saying they're going to ignore the state law passed, saying they can't do it. I read earlier articles are pouring in mainstream TV is admitting in Tennessee and other states that police all over are pulling over even prominent people. That's when they get in trouble, is when it's a judge or a country music singer, you name it. It's happening to everybody, old ladies, and they're taking as low as $100 out of their wallet. You got proof that $100 is yours? Give it to me. Cops are plugging their cell phones in, stealing all their data. Look, this happens in history over and over again. It's called tyranny. Here's some of the news items. While you were sleeping, they abolished the Fourth Amendment. U.S. Supreme Court claims that if they hear sounds, they don't need a warrant to go in your house. And those against the decision said it's the end of the Fourth Amendment. the Indiana Supreme Court stated, for any reason, including no reason at all, no Fourth Amendment, and I read the head judge's quote, he said, there is no Fourth Amendment. I mean, they said, we can do whatever we want, even without a reason. And he went on and attacked Magna Carta and said it was unreasonable. Again, the government works for us. You got to go to an elected judge to get that warrant. You got to be able to face your accuser. It's all out the window. I mean, now they admit devices are spying on everything. No Fourth Amendment, no Tenth Amendment. They're coming after the Second. The ATF's been caught. Now we learned for 2 years shipping tens of thousands of guns into Mexico to the drug cartels to trace them back here so they could then say we got to restrict and ban semi-autos, which they did. And they don't even care they got caught. They're still going ahead. I mean, this, it's bigger than Obama, folks. It's total mafia, okay? He's just their front man. So you learn to hate him. They pull him out, put a new one in. While you were sleeping, they abolished the Fourth Amendment. Here's another report. Globalist secret weapon kill chips. CNN now has a report out admitting, yes, industry's putting kill switches, takeover switches and everything. The president is to start breaking in with videos and text, bossing you around. They're now announcing the feds are going to break into local radio and TV, not for emergency alerts, but just with brainwashing. Telescreens going in 9,000 locations saying spy on your neighbors. Public schools nationwide with AI software, cameras tracking the kids, recording everything they say, run by the Pentagon, laptops the school gives the kids with taxpayer money paid for, spying on them at school. Schools don't care. They're out in the open. We're being bum-rushed by the criminal class. I mean, they're just running wild. Their theory is a blitzkrieg of corruption. Just hit us. Anybody who speaks out. We got the Homeland Security Mike reports 2 years ago. Gun owners, conservatives, returning veterans, Ron Paul supporters, people that want to end the Fed, anybody that criticizes the central banks are marked for arrest. And they're trying to brainwash the cops. And that's what this show said. If you don't worship the government, you want to kill cops. That's the message. Globalist secret weapon exposed. Tech kill chips. Continuing. Federally mandated light bulbs go into effect next year. $50 each. Owned by GE. GE shutting down all the other power plants that they basically don't owe. They're given waivers. There's a new list out of the thousands of groups that have been given the presidential waiver. I did not have to get insurance. It's government, clubs, Nancy Pelosi restaurants, McDonald's, General Electric, just total mafia where you've got to buy the socialist health care from the insurance company, but anybody who's part of the inside group, their employees don't have to have it so they can beat you with unfair trade advantage. Just total blind mafia. Neo-eco-fascist light bulbs cost $50 each. Look at this one. And this is not a Fox Business. Philly police harassed, threatened to shoot man legally carrying gun. Legal to carry, open. The cops beat him up, cuss at him, all recorded, and said, we don't care what the law is, and just throttled him. And talked about, we'll blow your head off. A slave doesn't have a gun. We'd play the audio, but there's so many F-bombs from the cops, we can't do it. Spokane photographers considered suspicious Al-Qaeda types. We have the newscast where the police say, spy on your neighbors. Anyone photographing's evil, get them. But the government surveilling us. TSA backscatter radiation safety tests were rigged. They wouldn't give Congress the studies for a year. Then they gave them fake studies. That's out. Here's the Middle Tennessee police profiting from drug trade, robbing cash. Here's the CNN article I mentioned, why gadget makers wield a kill switch. Well, that's a federal mandate. TSA responds to Texas, resistance is futile. We're going to play this clip and then go to Alfred Adask, who would dare chronicle the crime of the crime syndicate, who would dare point out the 10th and 9th Amendment of the states. That's why they hate him so much. Let's go ahead and play a few minutes, and it gets even worse. They say in the newscast, if you criticize the Fed or anybody else, you're a cop killer. And the cops say, we've got to know who these people are. We've got to have a list. Well, that's what these threat fusion centers are all about. They want to know who the real Americans are. Here's the clip.
So, what is a sovereign citizen?
Sovereign citizen, in its simplest form, believes that he is above the law.
J.J. McNabb has been studying sovereign citizens for a decade. She has testified before Congress and is writing a book about the movement.
He has a twisted sense of history, and he thinks that people who lived in the 18th century were free of all legal constraints, and they want to return to that time now.
Didn't have a Federal Reserve.
Jerry and Joe Kane were part of an anti-government
movement whose
roots go back to the racist Posse Comitatus
in the 1970s
and the Montana Freemen of the 90s. Convicted Oklahoma City bomber Terry Nichols was a sovereign citizen.
That was a federal operation, totally proven.
By actor Wesley Snipes, convicted of tax evasion in 2008.
He used tax loopholes the private banks use.
Sovereign language.
Average sovereign citizen.
But they're the only ones allowed to pay zero tax.
30,
big bankers.
35 and is in economic dire straits.
Yeah, because of big fat parasites like you.
They've probably lost their job. They've probably lost the wife.
Paranoid?
Many are.
Conspiracy theorists?
Most are.
Do you trust the government? I would argue that it's un-American to trust the government.
Alfred Adisk has been a sovereign citizen for 28 years. He's what's called a sovereign guru, one of the movement's leading voices. A roofer by trade, Adisk once published a magazine critical of the legal system.
How dare
him? Why is the sovereign citizen movement growing?
What's driving people to it is they are beginning to understand that the government has moved away from fundamental principles that this nation is built on. Where are the limits in limited government? The sovereignty movement is attempting to rediscover those limits and reassert them.
You're eligible for Social Security.
Yes, sir.
Do you collect?
No.
Why not?
If you take these benefits, you wind up being in the status of a subject rather than a sovereign.
You pay taxes?
When they're due. You don't necessarily, it's not true that everyone has to pay taxes.
Has the IRS ever come after you for back taxes?
Yes.
Did you pay?
No.
You don't like this government very much, do you?
I think the government has gone far beyond its constitutional limits. They think, hey, we're not obligated. We're the government. We can do anything. And some people are saying, no, I don't think you can.
Adisk, like other sovereign groups.
All right, that's Alfred Adisk. And he joins us now for 5 minutes into the next hour. We have a surprise guest for about 30 minutes or so after that in studio. Alfred, they are moving now from getting rid of the Bill of Rights in the name of fighting their Al-Qaeda brigades, which are now the heroes in Libya, we're told, to the domestic groups. I believe they're really thinking about staging some new domestic events so they can really come after people like you and I. And it shows they're getting scared because you and others are calling them out, Alfred.
Well, I agree with you. And I think, you know, they have certainly stepped up their activity in recent times, but that's not necessarily evidence that they're becoming more powerful. It may be evidence that they're becoming more desperate. They realize this thing is coming to a head, and they're trying to grab whatever they can before the whole thing explodes in their face. I think they see the direction things are going, and I think they are perhaps desperate to stop people like you and me, thousands, millions of others that are beginning to understand, you know, this can't continue.
Yeah, they're not building hardened bunkers in every city, and then we get the internal training manuals. It's not for guys wearing turbans that they know work for them.
Yeah.
It's for the American people. They know they're criminals.
Yeah. Now, we are living in difficult, dangerous, and interesting times. And the most important thing is to stand up. You know, the worst thing you can possibly do right now is hunker down and be quiet. It's precisely when they come up and they try to exercise, try to hit us with as much force as possible. They do that to intimidate people into being quiet. They do it to intimidate you into fear. You can't succumb to it. Now is the time when you really have to stand up. And if at all possible, you need to stand up with other people at the same time.
Yeah, they're like a marlin fish on the line that's desperate and runs out 100 or 200 yards. That fish is getting tired. When he finally runs the hardest, you know he's about to give up. And that's why they're sticking the hands down the baby's pants. That's why they're beating up photographers, because they're running on that line desperately. They got blood coming out their mouth. Their heart's beating. Their muscles are burning. They're about to implode.
Yeah, I agree. So the point to this is that, you know, if this system was operating smoothly, and if they were really running this operation, people wouldn't even be complaining. They wouldn't be suspecting. The sheep would be sheared, and they would thank the guy that sheared them and say, well, thanks very much for taking my fleece. It's because the system is on the edge of maybe losing control that it becomes desperate. That means now is the time for people like us, people that are listening to this program, you got to stand up. This is our opportunity. It's not just our danger, it is our opportunity.
All right, we're going to come back. Let's chronicle some of their greatest crimes, their big frauds. The TSA saying resistance is futile. We can stick our hands down your pants anywhere we want. We are God. Where they're going, and the type of persecution you've been under. We'll be right back.
It could never happen in America, but it's happening right now. Gas prices are exploding past the incomes of millions of families. As gas prices and crop failures push high food costs, you can still get the best food on the planet from eFoodsDirect.com. Demand for food is high, but eFoods Direct has plenty of radiation-free food to meet your needs. With our new triple production capacity, you will get the fastest shipments of food in the country to help you get the most food possible. When you order three of any qualified pack, you will get the fourth one absolutely free. That's the buy three, get the fourth free food special. Your immediate order will not only freeze the present low food prices, but also guarantee your food availability. Folks, I'm telling you, it is the smart move to go to eFoods Direct right now and buy three of any qualified item and receive the fourth one free. Get the most for your food dollar by calling 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 27th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,526.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,564.99, $782.49 for a half ounce, or $391.25 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,564.99, $782.49, and $391.25.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support for the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I have teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter-ounce pure gold coin. For only $440 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
What if you could enjoy a refreshing cigarette without worrying about your health? Great news! Now you can enjoy everything you love about a cigarette without everything you hate. It's called the VaporMate e-cig, and it's made by Smokeaway, so you know it's good. VaporMate utilizes patented microelectronic technology that mixes rich tobacco flavor with harmless water vapor. It tastes like a cigarette, smokes like a cigarette, and best of all, it calms you down like a cigarette should. And if you call in the next 30 minutes, we'll give you your VaporMate e-cig kit valued at $129 free. No more secondhand smoke, smelly clothes, hacking and coughing. Just the great flavor and calming sensation of a real cigarette you can smoke anywhere. Claim your VaporMate when you get your tobacco-flavored filters free. A $129 value, yours free. Imagine the money you'll save each month. But you must call now.
Call 888-444-6625. That's 888-444-6625. Again, 888-444-6625.
Alfred Adask is our guest. Folks, if you study the Bill of Rights, Constitution, history, in any country in history, this would be called tyranny, what we're living under. And I've got to be honest, I admire the illegal aliens. Most of them don't pay any taxes. They don't have any ID. They do whatever they want. And because they do it as a group, they're sovereign. They walk into a bank, no ID, they're given it. Citizens, though, are kept basically like slaves, and the system wants to keep us down. It's like in that clip from A Bug's Life where the grasshopper's talking about if you let one ant stand up, all the ants might stand up. And I got to say, the illegal aliens behave a lot more like old-time Americans did than we do. And now the globalists want them there to drive down wages. That's why they let them, you know, get away with it. But more and more, Alfred, I think it's because the illegal aliens just won't put up with it. But continue breaking down why they're coming after the sovereign citizen movement, who this new world order is, and where you think we're going.
The whole idea behind sovereignty, the sovereignty movement, and I mean, I don't even like that term. For me, it's not a movement. I'm not a member of any group.
It's freedom.
Well, what it is, it's an idea whose time has come again. That's what it comes down to. And the whole question about sovereignty is who's running this country? Are we the people running this country, or is the government running this country? What the sovereign citizens are essentially saying, we the people, just like it says in the Constitution, we're running this country. And the government says, no, you're not. You're a bunch of subjects. And that's what this is about. Who is in control? The government says, we got to pay. We got to obey all their laws. But the problem is the law goes in levels. You got God's law, number one. And then you have the law of the people, number two. And that law is enshrined in the constitutions at the state and federal level. That's the people's law. And then we get the law passed by government down at the bottom. The government says, well, you got to obey our law. And we're saying, no, you got to obey our law. You got to obey our law in the Constitution. And the government says, no, we don't have to obey the Constitution, but you got to obey our law. That's the guts of the sovereignty problem right now. Whose law is going to be followed? And ultimately, you're going to have God's law at the top.
Well, take these clergy response teams that Genesis talk show host Pastor Butch Paul first discovered. I was then sent hundreds and hundreds of pages, and the preacher got threatened over it, and people didn't believe the documents until 2 years later when national and local TV covered it and said how great it was. Oh, that tens of thousands of preachers are trained for years secretly to tell their flocks to submit and do whatever government says because Romans 13, out of context, Hitler's favorite verse to control the Germans. Well, in America, we the people are the government. So render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. And
that's,
you know,
exactly
that idiot,
right. Exactly.
And that idiot from 60 Minutes was going, you know, you don't like the government. Alfred Adask is the government. You don't like to pay your taxes. We didn't have this till 1913. This is alien. Go ahead.
Well, nobody's crazy about paying taxes, but the government's not crazy about obeying the Constitution. What is worse, handful of people who aren't paying taxes or a government that's not obeying the Constitution? Why should we pay taxes to a government that doesn't obey the Constitution?
Or that's run by banks that exempt themselves. That's really waking people up that all these mega banks pay almost zero tax.
Yeah. They want all the little people to pay taxes and the big operators. Why doesn't the Federal Reserve pay taxes? It's a private company. Why don't they pay taxes? Probably make more money than anybody. But
well, you know, it's come out. I've even seen in the Washington Post some years they do a study. Upwards of half of Congress doesn't pay taxes, and nobody prosecutes them.
Yeah, if you're in the and they can get away with it, undoubtedly, not simply because they have power, but because when they do get away with it, now there's leverage to come after them, and now they're on a leash. You don't have to pay taxes, but you better vote the way you have to vote. All right, we'll tell you how to vote. You get away with not paying taxes, but if you step out of line, we're going to throw your butt in the slammer.
It's the old corruption, how they try to get you into the corruption.
Yeah, I understand.
Well, no, I'm just making sure the listeners do. Alfred, I've got to get you on more often. We've got a long segment coming up and a couple more after that, and we've got a surprise guest in studio scheduled. But when we come back from break here in an 18-minute segment, I want to get into some of the outrages of these crooks and why you say they're illegitimate. Let's start rolling now. I mean, start.
Okay, you want me to start talking now? Okay.
What woke you up just briefly before we go to break?
Oh, I went through a divorce in 1983. I was as fat, dumb, and happy as anybody else, and I went through a divorce, suffered injustice. One thing led to another, and I became a student of the legal system, and that's what really precipitated this and got this going. I never quit, you know, and just keep on and you keep on. I made a comment on the 60 Minutes program that it's un-American to trust the government. A lot of people would find that remarkable.
No, that's true. We're going to come back with that. We're going to come back right there. Stay there. We're going to have a forum when we come back. Definitely have this guy back. I've listened to him on the radio off and on for years. Always meant to get him on, and we've got him on now. Alfred Adask. It's adask.wordpress.com, adask.wordpress.com. Our sites, of course, are infowars.com and prisonplanet.tv. We'll be right back with Alfred. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach, who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Cultures go through cycles, and we are in a very deep cycle of decadence and corruption, mixed with nuclear weapons, bioweapons, high-tech surveillance, television brainwashing. We're all living an experiment here. And as we went to break, Alfred Adask was making the point that his maxim is, it is American to not trust your government. Well, that is as American as apple pie, but that's alien to some new listeners. That shows how domesticated many of us have become. Alfred, please continue repeating what you said. You have the floor.
You look at, I mean, the genius of the American Constitution, and there's things to complain about it and maybe some flaws, but as originally drafted, the genius is that it's an anti-government document. The reason we have separation of powers is so the three branches of governments fight amongst each other and don't fight with us. The reason we have the right to keep and bear arms is to protect us against the government. The reason for freedom of speech and freedom of the press is not so we can read gossip about what they're doing on the New Housewives of New York or some damn thing. It's about telling people what someone saw in the government. Somebody saw something, the government's doing something wrong. Talk about it. It's intended, every bit of that. The reason we have elections every 2 years. If we really trusted the government, why don't we just elect these guys one time and they stay there until they die? It's because we give them 2 years at the max, at least at Congress. And you better watch your step or we'll throw you out. every bit of that Congress, every bit of the Constitution was designed to protect us from government. They recognized it's a necessary evil, but they did not trust the government. Let me read a section here from the, there's a preamble to the Bill of Rights. And it explains the purpose of the Bill of Rights. And you can look this up on the Internet. It's not usually published, but you can find it. You can go to the Internet and just enter preamble to the Bill of Rights, and you'll get this. And it's only, I don't know, 50, 100 words, something like that. It says, resolved by the Senate. It says, the conventions of a number of states having at the time they're adopting a constitution expressed the desire, in order to prevent misconstruction, abuse of its powers, meaning the powers of the Constitution, that further restrictive and declaratory and restrictive clauses should be added. Those declaratory and restrictive clauses are the first 10 amendments. Their purpose is to prevent abuse of the Constitution. Who could abuse the Constitution except federal officers, officials, and employees? The only people who can abuse the powers of the Constitution are the people who have them to exercise. And that tells us that the purpose of the first 10 amendments was to protect the people of the states against the federal government. They didn't trust the government as far as they could throw it. They said, we got to have one, but we don't trust the SOBs. And what's the reason for the Second Amendment? To protect us against the federal government. It says so by implication right there in the preamble to the preamble to the Bill of Rights. And it's what I would try to talk about on that 60 Minutes interview. And they brought me in because I said, oh, the purpose of the Second Amendment is to shoot people in the government. And I said, yeah, and here's why. But it's not intended to be a license just go out and start shooting cops and judges and whatever. It is the means of protecting yourself from despotism. If and when the government becomes despotic and tyrannical, it's like it says in the Declaration of Independence, it's your right, it's your duty to throw off that government. The Second Amendment is the means to throw off that government. If the government becomes despotic, Second Amendment kicks in. It doesn't mean you go shoot every cop you can find. That's never been my point. But the point is, if they are despotic, Second Amendment.
And like it or not, I was sent the internal FEMA footage from Kansas City in 2000, where FEMA gets up in front of cops and firemen and teaches them the Founding Fathers were terrorists, the Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence is an evil document. They are openly saying in some of these federal documents we've gotten that those that make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution, well, the cops have sworn an oath to that. And now we have the Indiana Supreme Court. I don't know if you saw that ruling, but the lead judge said cops can come in for any reason or no reason at all. There is no Fourth Amendment. This is open despotism. This is open evil. And the police more and more are caught just pulling people over, stealing cash out of their wallets. You heard me run through that raft earlier. And now on the TSA website, Blogger Bob, the official voice of them, says that Texas, it doesn't matter what you say, we have Article 6, Clause 2, prevent states from regulating the federal government. I mean, that is on its head, claiming that the Commerce Clause, the Supremacy Clause, gives them all this power, only in the issuance of currency, only in the Navy, and only in protecting the borders. I mean, why even have states if they're so busy? I mean, look at till 1913, the state legislatures voted and picked the U.S. senators. That shows the power of the states. They ran the Senate. They ran the veto. And now they're telling us states have no power. We will stick our hands down your pants, and we don't care if the state of Texas unanimously votes, in one of the houses to say, don't stick your hands down people's pants. Well, that's already illegal. And the feds laugh and giggle on a blog about it.
Well, there's reason to believe that what passes for state government right now may not be state government.
Yeah, 1933 war powers. Yeah.
It may be a territorial government, and under Article 4, Section 3, Clause 2 of the Federal Constitution, the Congress has exclusive legislative jurisdiction over the territories. I strongly suspect, I can't prove it, but I strongly suspect that what passes for Texas today in the they presume it to be a territory rather than a state of the union. Part of the reason for that, Article 1, Section 10, Clause 1, it says in part, no state shall make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts. Now, how does the government of the state of Texas function without gold and silver? The Constitution has never been amended to eliminate that clause. And it doesn't apply to territories, and it doesn't apply to federal
government.
It's
a territorial script.
Yeah, that's right. And they have, by taking the gold and silver out of circulation, I think what they've done is they've rendered the de jure government of the State of the Union, I think they've rendered them insolvent and unfunctional.
Well, no, what you said is true.
They've replaced them with some sort of a territorial setup.
No, they created the state police in 1933 under federal auspices. They went and financed it basically as part of the federal receivership, and they took territorial law that had already been perfected out west and exported it as the federal model. It's not just your theory. I've read in the federal rulings where they talk about force majeure, force de jure, admiralty law. This is how they're operating. It's how the cops seize cash out of your wallet when no drugs or no arrest is made. They're operating under the federal mandates as state police, as part of their agreements with the feds to get 80% receivership back of the money if they go through the feds and not the state. Now, they're operating under admiralty.
Yeah, the world
we'll continue.
Let me give you, here is a cause dear to my heart. I was sued by the Attorney General of the State of Texas for $25,000 a day. That's $9 million a year for the manufacture and distribution of a controlled substance. It's not cocaine or methamphetamine or any of that. I was fiduciary for a trust that leased some equipment, just tables and chairs, to a corporation that was manufacturing colloidal silver. All right? They brought me in as the last of seven defendants. The case started in 2001, lasted until 2007. I was the last one added. First three defendants hired attorneys. They paid them $160,000 for defense. All they did is drive them into bankruptcy. First three defendants went into bankruptcy. Two of them, husband and wife, divorced, split, they're gone. I got involved in this and read the relevant drug laws because that's what we're charged under. And under the Texas Health and Safety Code, Section 431.002, subparagraph 14, it says drug means, articles recognized in the official United States Pharmacopoeia, yada, 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 articles intended or designed for use in the diagnosis, cure, mitigation, treatment, or prevention of disease in man or other animals. And the first time I saw man or other animals, I thought, why, the damn fools, they don't even know what they're writing. The phrase means they presume man to be an animal.
No, that's an inside joke by them. But let me expand on that. They put last year in the Food Safety Act, written by Big Pharma, they gave $17 million in just a one-week period, written by Big Pharma and Big Agribusiness to shut down local farms and ranches. Codex Alimentarius, that entire European Union, EU Act, would be implemented, and luckily it's been defeated so far. But Europe has now implemented, and you can pull up the headlines, hundreds of herbal remedies, vitamins banned from over-the-counter sale. And so, yes, they are saying that under this, they've had SWAT teams raid aloe vera farms. Because
that's exactly right.
These people are mafia. It's very simple.
We found it in 23 separate laws at the state and federal level that applied directly to our case. I realized the significance. You can't declare me to be an animal because my Bible says at Genesis 1, 26 through 28, on the sixth day God created man in his image and gave man dominion over the animals. As a Christian or a Jew and probably even as a Muslim, the government can't declare us to be animals without violating our freedom of religion. I made a religious freedom defense. I created a religious freedom defense to this case that the attorney general had spent almost $500,000 on in 6 years. And I drafted a religious freedom defense to this, and I said, you can't call me an animal. Your law doesn't apply to me. And they dropped the case.
Let me stop you. Feds win 98% of the time now because they have special kept juries. How did Alfred Adask defeat these demons?
Well, we advance because here's the point. This law, this definition that defines man to be an animal, and the drug law, it's also found in the definition of medical devices. It means, just thinking about drugs, the war on drugs is based on the presumption that the people are animals. The war on drugs gave rise, started by Nixon in 1971, gave rise to most of the modern police state.
And what do they say in The Godfather, which is a globalist love it because everything's a message? The mafia is sitting around and they go, we're going to start bringing narcotics in. Don Corleone hadn't let us do this. And Don Corleone says, I'll lose all my judges and police. They'll deal with hookers and alcohol because they like that, but they don't like heroin and cocaine. Yeah. And the mob boss says, only have it in the colored areas. They're animals. Let them lose their souls. And when you get into globalist doctrine, they believe we're all animals and dumb.
That's exactly right.
It's social Darwinism. We deserve this. So they're saying, and you mentioned this is in federal states. I've seen it as well. Read it again. We are animals, they're saying.
Man or other animals. We found 23 separate instances that applied to our case. Laws at both the Texas level and federal level. We found it in five other states where we looked. I presume it to be true in all 50 states, or at least the vast majority of them. Last night, I got an email from someone in Australia who's been visiting the website, and he's seen the articles I have on man or other animals, and he's looked at the Australian law. The Australian drug law also defines the people to be animals, which tells me that this business of presuming the people to be animals is not confined to the United States.
No, it's not. It's a legal fiction that they've created that they then run everything through, then we, through contract fraud, explain that to people. We sign on. We now agree as indentured servants. A lot of my family came here as slaves, white slaves. They were indentured servants, 7-year, 14-year deals, whatever they signed on to. You come here, and then they make you buy everything through the contract from the company store. They have a strong man that keeps you under their control. You never basically get off the plantation. In fact, many historians broke down that white slaves or indentured servants were worse off than blacks because the small 2% that owned slaves that were black wanted to take care of their property. But white slaves were even worse than that.
I understand. This issue is powerful because, for example, our Declaration of Independence, principles this country is built on. Second sentence, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Those rights only attach to men and women made in God's image. They don't attach to animals. Third sentence of the Declaration says that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the government. When they say that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, they're telling us that in the vision of the founding fathers, the principal reason for government was to secure to every man, woman, and even unborn child those God-given unalienable rights which attach at the moment of your creation, not your birth. Under the Declaration of Independence principles, if you're recognized to be a man, a woman, or even an unborn child made in God's image, they can't abort you. You become the master. If you are endowed by God, that's the foundation for sovereignty.
That's why they changed. That's why they changed the definition to fetus. That's why Frank Herbert's book, This Globalist Philosophy, is that the secret cult group then puts you through a ritual to decide if you're a human. They see everyone else as animals. That's what Albert Pike wrote, that most people are animals, steak on the table to be eaten. This is really Illuminati philosophy.
Absolutely. And this is important, powerful stuff. Again, if this goes out and people understand it, the reason they dropped this is it's political dynamite. The police state is built in large measure on the drug laws. The drug laws are built on the presumption that the people are animals. They can't stand in front of a jury and tell them, we think you're all a bunch of animals. They can't tell them that. If you can draft a religious freedom defense against these people, they have to back off. Because if this goes public and you get a case like this that goes all the way to the Supreme Court and they have to admit that the people aren't animals, well, they lose the war on drugs. They lose much of the police state. They lose the prison industrial complex. All right. And of course, big pharmaceuticals are built on this.
By the way,
this
Alfred,
is a
what you've
huge
said
story.
Earlier, I interrupted. Go back to the fact that us not being animals made in the image of a creator, if people don't believe in that or not, the point is that's the law system, that's the precedent, is that we are made in the image of God. We are the sovereigns on this planet, and so the elite can't be above us. We have inalienable, basic, organic, galactic rights.
Well, that's exactly right. See, what people don't understand about sovereignty, the reason the king of France was sovereign was because he alone had the divine right of kings. He became king in a church ceremony. He got his rights directly from God.
Coronated.
All the rest were subjects because they did not get their rights directly from God.
In our country, when it started out, it started with an incredible, profound concept. They said, no, we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men, not just the kings, the individual kings of England and France and Spain and so on, all men are created equal and endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights. With that statement, they made each of us an individual sovereign. It's borne out in Chisholm versus Georgia, 1793, Supreme Court of the United States declared this is to be a nation of sovereigns without subjects.
Well, this is the fight.
God. That makes the government our servant. If you and I are sovereigns, the government is our public servant. If you and I are animals, the government is our master.
And notice they don't use terms like public servant or peace officer. It's law enforcement. It's official. It's authority. This is just nothing but modern slavery where they are above the law. They don't pay taxes. They do whatever they want and don't follow our original just laws. And then they make unjust laws for us. This is the essence of tyranny.
They say we have to obey their law, but they don't have to obey our law. And again, the hierarchy is God's law, number one. We, the people, our law, number two, and that's the constitutions of the states and the federal government. And finally, we have the government's law. That's number three. They say we're always subject to that, but they don't want to be subject to the people's law. This is this is cause for a shooting revolution if they're not careful. If this goes badly, we're going to have an American spring rather than an Arab spring.
Albert and Das, let's talk about that when we come back. Power.
You know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
There must be some kind of way out of here. I'm going to have to get Albert Badass back on very soon. I've heard his show off and on over the years. Read Annie Shyster. Even one time, like I wrote an article got published in it. I can't remember. The point is that he's been around for a long time fighting tyranny. We got him for 5 minutes in the next hour. Then our surprise guest is going to be here any moment now with some very good news for everybody. So stay with us for that into the fourth hour of Overdrive. Your local Amber FM doesn't carry it, InfoWars.com. First, I want to tell you about the National Inflation Association. For two-thirds of Americans getting ready to retire, Social Security will be more than 50% of their income. And for 22% of upcoming retirees, Social Security will be their only income. With massive inflation wipes out the purchasing power of American Social Security payments, retirement in America will become a thing of the past. And we will see millions of retired senior citizens re-enter the workforce, combined with the millions of government workers who will soon need to find new jobs when the dollar becomes worthless and the government goes bust. It will be nearly impossible for upcoming college graduates to find a job in the U.S. Go to inflation.us and click on the videos tab to see the breakthrough documentary film, The College Conspiracy. Again, that's inflation.us to watch the film today. Now, continuing with Alfred Adask. Alfred, we are at a crossroads. The quickening's here. The system is trying to break our will. And we've seen police chiefs in New Jersey and Maryland say in public statements, get out there, break their will, wear black masks, scare them. You know, Fox News headline, police chief admits they want to scare us. The TSA, first take your shoes off, answer questions. Now we're going to squeeze your genitals on the outside. Now we're going to go inside. We're not going to change our gloves. I mean, they know that if they can get away with that, if they're desperately trying to break our will and train us to basically be prisoners.
I agree. They're trying to, and that's exactly the point then is you can't allow that to happen. But the most important thing is you can't succumb to fear. They're trying to scare us, but here's the truth. The police are outnumbered about 300 to 1 in this country. It's only about 0.3% of the population that are police officers. Same thing with the military, about 0.3% of the population thereabouts. I mean, even if they brought all the military back and they combined them with all the police, they're still technically outnumbered by at least 100 to 1 on the basis of adults.
And what's happening is they're running around trying to get everybody to be spies for them. Spies, yep. We're not hiding. We know who the crooks are. And the average cops that I talk to are waking up. The military's waking up.
Sure. You know, and on one level, this is not an us against them, meaning us against the police. The police are standing on the breach on this thing, and they need to make up their mind, who do they serve and protect? They've got that motto, we serve and protect. But do they serve and protect the government, or do they serve and protect the people of the United States? They'd better understand that the government regards them as nothing but disposable, cattle.
Kissinger wrote a book and called our troops dumb animals.
That's exactly right. And they will dispose of them fighting with us. The police really have a lot more in common with the people than they do with their employer. And certainly they can't afford to go to war with the people. You can't pick a war where you're outnumbered 100 to 1. You can't do that. You're not going to win this. And I don't care what kind of weapons you got, you can't do it. 100 to 1, bring your best weapon, we'll bring our bricks. You understand? Here comes 100 bricks coming at you.
Well, I've seen that with Vietnam, Afghanistan, anywhere. And the biggest contributors of the military in 2008 were the military to Ron Paul. But at the same time, the system does need to know they're in the wrong. We need to quit licking their boots and being afraid to call them out, because the police everywhere are violating the Bill of Rights and Constitution. They are enforcing stuff that isn't law.
I agree. And it's part of the reason why the object is not simply to go out and get yourself a firearm or a dozen firearms and a bunch of bullets. You have to understand the reasons for a rational application of force. You've got to pick up and understand the fundamentals out of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. Say, wait a second, these are principles. We're not talking about just picking up a gun and shooting out the window.
Stay there.
Have reason.
That's what Indiana just said. We can do whatever we want to. You can't resist.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.